The state of Washington will sell a Picasso to the highest bidder today. Maybe. The problem is no one really knows for sure if the item for sale actually is a Picasso. Every few years, the state revenue department auctions off items abandoned in safe deposit boxes. And mostly it's things like coins, jewelry, baseball cards. But this year, the stash includes a sketchbook dated 1912. And that sketchbook contains 27 drawings thought to be the work of Pablo Picasso. The claim has not been authenticated. Chio Ishikawa is Deputy Director for Art at the Seattle Art Museum. She's also SAM's Curator of European Painting and Sculpture. But that doesn't mean that Ishikawa can authenticate the sketchbook, and she says no American can either.
The situation with Picasso is that the only entity that can say yay or nay about whether a work is an authentic Picasso is the family.
The Picasso family.
Yes, it's the estate of the artist, and that's actually a common system in France.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works for Renoir or Degas?
I know it's true for Matisse. When we were given a Matisse painting back in the early 90s, we took it over to France and had his daughter look at it, and she authenticated it, and we were good to go. But if you're trying to sell something, it won't sell without their blessing.
We're talking about a Picasso, a purported Picasso sketchbook from 1912, and this was found in some vault in the state. Did the state bring it to the museum to ask you to authenticate it?
No.
Do you do that kind of thing?
We can't authenticate things. We can give an opinion, but we don't give appraisals or do anything that would be tied to the marketplace.
So what happens if there's a question about something that you...
We would just maybe say, I would question this, or this doesn't look right to me. You know, Picasso was a pretty singular case, and he had such a voluminous body of work that there's a lot to compare it to. If you have somebody that is maybe less well-known, there are other ways of kind of consulting authorities. There are Catalog Raisonné, which is a publication that usually takes years and years to produce by a scholarly team or a leading scholar of an artist's work, and it becomes kind of the Bible for that artist's work. And so it will be accepted works, undocumented works, dubious works. You know, it'll try to be the entire picture of that artist's work. And
so if something comes up that's not in that catalog, yeah, Raisonné, that raises a flag.
Yeah. And of course, things do come up that, you know, were unknown or found in something. You hear these stories all the time, and sometimes they actually turn out to be okay. The tricky thing right now is that some of the authorities that normally would give an opinion have refrained from doing that because it's become... With soaring prices in the art market, it's become more common to sue if something doesn't go the way the buyer or the seller wants.
Wow. Chio Ishikawa is with me. She's Deputy Director of Art at Seattle Art Museum, also Curator of European Painting and Sculpture. And the state of Washington is about to auction off what some people think is a 1912 Pablo Picasso sketchbook. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. No, I've only seen images.
Images up from
online
of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be Picasso's sketchbook?
I would say it's highly unlikely. The date doesn't coincide with some of the images. There's a figure seen from the back. He's doing that earlier than 1912. He works really obsessively on, you know, themes and ideas, and he kind of keeps pushing and working in multimedia at the same time, many media at the same time. And although he does come back and revisit things, that would be unusual, I think.
Not that I'm planning on faking any sketchbooks or paintings, but I'm curious whether over the great history of 19th and 20th century European art, there are occasions that sellers have pawned off fakes as the real thing.
Certainly. Definitely. There's a wonderful book that was written about a very successful partnership between a forger in England and the person who, his partner, the forger was at first making these paintings to order. He didn't really know to what purpose. And his ego was kind of stroked by being asked to make, you know, a Bernard Buffett or something. And then he started suspecting what was going on, but he kept doing it. He needed the money. He was a single father. And this other fellow, the kind of mastermind, was doing this brilliant thing of manufacturing documentation and provenance, which is what art historians look for. You know, what's the history of ownership? And he was planting evidence into publications that were in the Tate Library. It was really brilliant. And, you know, things ended up in museum collections. And so, you know, back to your earlier question of how do we tell, you know, it's kind of a combination of connoisseurship, which is, you know, experience looking at many, many works by an artist or by a period, and also being able to understand how works are made. We often try to bring in technical or scientific examination to help us. I always think, you know, periodically people will come to me and say, you know, we have this Raphael painting for sale, and they give me a big fat binder that has all these like 40th generation Xeroxes of somebody's typewritten authentication and, you know, very elaborate analyses of the X radiographs and things like that. Well, if somebody has that much quote-unquote evidence, I'm always suspicious because you don't prove something. You know, it for so many things, unless there's documentation, it's kind of like a parabola. I don't know that you can ever get exactly to say, like, this definitely is, but you can get, you know, all but certain.
So this notebook that is going up for auction, is this a case of caveat emptor for as far as the would-be purchasers?
Yes, I think that, you know, if you're, I would say if you're looking at any older art, you should really try to inform yourself as much as possible. I know that people can get really kind of excited and carried away, but you just want to make sure you don't make a mistake. And I don't know how high this will go or anything like that, but everybody should also always try to inform themselves.
If it sounds too good to be true, it may be. Chiyo Ishikawa is Deputy Director for Art and the Curator of European Painting and Sculpture at Seattle Art Museum. You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.